This is the Crown Talk podcast with Crown Riri. Hi out there to my Crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri. Thank you so much for pressing play. If you are enjoying Crown Talk podcast, please leave a comment and let me know. And also share with other Crown ones. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button, please. There is no machine behind me, so any support is welcome. Thank you again for pressing play, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Crown Talk. Don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Hello out there to all my Crown ones. My name is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and this is another Crown Talk mini moment. I have my friend here.
Yeah, man.
Hi, friend. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm okay, friend. How are you?
Pretty good. So me and my friend, well, my friend doesn't know, but my friend, the editor of my podcast, which I appreciate, my accountability partner, which I appreciate, artist and podcaster, and my co-host of Flowers for the Culture, and executive producer of Flowers for the Culture. Yeah. I have to start giving ourselves credit for things.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I appreciate it. So I've been trying to like not pop my friend up every day. If you don't know, that Kendrick Lamar's album came out May the 13th.
Yes.
Friday the 13th. Yeah. As Joe Button says, the boogeyman has been released.
I told you, that was my deep tweet.
That was the deep one?
That was my deep tweet.
He's been calling him that for a while.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I saw a clip of it online, mm-hmm. and I was like, it is Friday the 13th. I was like, all right, it makes sense. So,
and
the boogeyman is in place.
He started that when Be Humble came out, I think. Okay, now everybody thought it was about like Big Sean. Maybe it was like the Heart Part 4. One of those.
Really? Oh, I gotta go back and listen to it.
So everybody knows, if you don't know, I am a Kendrick Lamar advocate. And so I just wanted to speak just a couple of things about the album for Crown Talk Mini Moment, because there are a lot of Crown Talk mini moments on the album. A lot of growth.
A lot. Yeah. I'm sorry for stressing that, but a lot.
No, it was a lot. Being transparent, the album made me like just want to like get up and leave and go like far away to like isolation. Is he bothering?
He's just sniffing me.
That was like my first stop, because in order to be in that level of growth, mm-hmm. he was isolated from like a lot of things, and he told us that. And so
yeah
I was like, what is this here? Curious about it. But then I have back to reality and realize I have a job and
responsibilities.
Responsibilities and a mortgage and a car note and some other things. So
you had to reappear back to reality.
Which brought me back to my crown moments. I can at least step away for like a couple of minutes or seconds.
I understood on that.
Yeah. So the first thing I just wanted to talk about, just the album itself, is about boundaries. I think that was definitely narrated in the songs a lot. Sometimes, and just mirroring ourselves, we feel like we have to do everything, or we have to be involved in everything as content creators.
Yeah,
and it's like, if we don't get this out here at the right time, then we miss this imaginary chance.
Right.
It's literally an imaginary chance, because we think it's a chance for something, and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that from the album. I hit play on Crown, of course. Like, that was my first song.
Oh, you went straight to that?
I went straight to
that. Okay, cool.
Because I honestly believe, and I'm hopping around, I honestly believe that all these millions of people in the world, I believe that there is a moment where all of our spirits align and we hear a message. It might be how we receive it is different, but I honestly believe that we are just like in a moment where we might hear the same message. Mm-hmm. And so I've always had the message of us being crowned. That was something that was given to me in my unknown crown moment. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I see anything about crown, or people talking about a crown, or a song about a crown, I automatically hit play. So when I heard the song Crown, I was like, thank you, Mr. Lamar. I appreciate it. Because mm-hmm. what you were saying was true. You can't please everybody, and love will get you killed. Yeah. Mm. It'll definitely stress you out when you try to love somebody and it's like, I'm doing everything I can for you, mm-hmm. and you're not happy.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's such a simple but heavy song.
Every song was heavy on that shit.
Sometimes I was like, this is a bop because I'm bopping. But I know it's a deep message in here. Am I allowed to bop?
Yeah, you're allowed to bop.
Okay.
I think that's
I was bopping anyway, but I was like, this is bop. But Crown is one of my favorites because I believe it really speaks to just confirmation of what I already believe is that we are crowned,
right.
whether we choose to be or not. That's one thing I feel like we choose to recognize that we're crowned.
Right.
That's a choice.
Right.
And then once you do that, it is like a heavy burden.
Yes.
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 Because when I had the realization that I was crowned, everything that I knew to be normal, like, switched over. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay, no, this is weird. It's like when you know that you're blessed and then it's like things happening like out the blue. You're like, wait a minute, I just said I was blessed.
Or do you feel like, I know for me.
Mm-hmm. Please, friend, don't let me
Things that bother me don't bother me nowhere near like how it did 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's growth.
Yeah.
In your crown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I found myself at times like worrying. It's like the whole, I feel like I have a heavy case of survivor's guilt.
Mm.
I yeah.
Have to let that go.
Hmm?
Yeah, one day you'll let that go. Slowly.
Well, I'm working on that. Like, I mean, awesome. But I mean, it's been, and even in those moments, I sit in it for a couple of minutes and then I'm like, all right, I gotta.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this or. Got to move forward, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think yeah. in.
Sheesh.
Was that To Pimp a Butterfly when he had survivor's guilt? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're growing with Kendrick. We don't know it, but we are.
Yeah. I think about To Pimp a Butterfly, and I'm just like, that album there is like extremely heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, shh.
I enjoyed it. My hands were like outstretched at the end. I don't know if I was like giving like him like a spiritual hug, because the thing with artists is that it's optional for them to tell us what they want to tell us.
Yeah.
And when they want to tell it to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so him just telling us that information, to me, I was like, this album is not even for us. Like, he's breaking his own generational curse.
Yeah.
Who are we to rush him and be like, where's Kendrick? He's building, like he said, he's building his own town or world. So yeah, but as creators we should think about that too.
Mm-hmm.
like I said, we don't always have to rush to put content out.
Right.
I'm talking to myself too, because I really thought I was gonna go on break for like 6 months and come back, but
yeah,
at school, in life,
right?
So it's like when I come back, it's like I'm good.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like you can't put all that pressure on yourself.
No. But the world would think that that's what we need.
Absolutely.
It's pressure.
Absolutely hate social media.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's where I think like my isolation would come in at. This is social media.
What, talking about removing yourself from social media?
Yeah. But I feel like I'm already removed.
Nah, man. Like,
no?
It's so many dimensions when it comes to social media.
That's true.
So, yeah, so many dimensions. So you could be removed, but it's almost like the news is almost like social media as well.
Oh my
so it's
God.
Like when you see the news, it's just like
it's draining.
Like I honestly feel comfortable looking and watching the news now versus going on social media.
Really?
But remember, we had the news before social media.
Yeah.
So we've left the news to find out things in social
by
media.
Somebody's
and
cousin. Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick of finding stuff out online or whatever before we did the regular connections.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that, man. It's like,
and that's that rush of trying to put something out.
Absolutely. Mm. Or people just so used to putting stuff out, they're like, okay, well, I went to the store and bought some fruit. Let me take a picture of this fruit and put it out.
We don't care.
But people feel People are so in that wheel or in that dimension to where it's like, darn. And so we find ourselves in those moments. Like, you know, we're not far removed from the social media aspect of it. Right. So it puts a lot on us.
Well, Jesus now Christ. My thing is like when I post, and this is a boundary for me, I say, what are my intentions when I post? So
absolutely. You have to ask that.
Like a picture of a food, like how many people, like what are my intentions of me posting this? Mm-hmm. Like, am I looking for a comment? Yeah. Am I looking for a like? Am I just bored? So that's the one reason why I don't really post too much. Or yeah. Like I just post a meme because I feel like with algorithms anyway, it's not going to... I really have no control over social media.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially Twitter. I kind of just gave up on... Because I follow a lot of people that I need, that I want to see,
yeah.
And don't see them. I'm like, fuck. So...
Because I like 3 social workers. That's all I see. Mm. It's not even people I follow. Or like today, it was like I had 265 views of a tweet, but nobody liked it. I was like, what are you telling me for?
Right.
They looked at it and kept scrolling. Things.
Yeah, I just think people so, you know, they see it.
Yeah.
See it. And it's just the rotation, unfortunately.
And again, from Kendra to my perspective, there's no rush.
None.
Actually, I appreciate him doing what he wants to do on his own platform.
Absolutely.
That's what we should learn from that. I remember watching a YouTube video, and it was like, they was comparing Gucci Mane to Kendrick Lamar, and they were saying the more albums that Gucci Mane was putting out, because you know, he's like putting out like albums like every 6 months, mm-hmm. the less listeners he had, versus Kendrick Lamar putting one out like every 1 to 3 years, and it was like quality over quantity. So I always think about that. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, my promo was really about Kendrick Lamar's album, but just if you have a chance, listen to my reading recommendation, listen to Crown. Listen to the album, really.
Please listen to the album.
My sigh is like, it's like so good.
Yeah.
And the fact that he released it and then went to Ghana, I mean, ugh.
Looking hella happy too.
Hella happy.
Yeah.
And that's why I told my friend, I was like, I didn't even like try to like look for the Kendrick hate. Because number one, we probably talk about it on Power Toilet Culture, but number one, he's in Ghana. Number two, when he gets on his tour, you will have to be like a dumbass to not like Kendrick and buy a ticket. So he's gonna be surrounded by people who support him and appreciate his music. So it's like he's setting himself up to be in his own atmosphere. Of positivity, I'm sure.
Right.
So, yeah. I learned, like I said, Crown momently, it did make me want to just, like, learn more about myself. I will say that I honestly believe that this album wouldn't have not been as good as it was if you did not go to therapy, Black folks. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I know some people downplay therapy. Honestly, it's just you talking to a stranger and listening to your own thoughts out loud and them having advice and our solutions.
Right.
That's it. And it was me going to therapy was like the best. Because I'm still learning from conversations I had like a year ago.
Yeah.
Actually, when my therapist told me to learn how to accept people as they are and then I would have to change my behavior towards them, that's when I had like a let go moment. I don't stress over stuff no more. It's like, that's just who you are. We can't change people.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how good that is? Yeah, when he told me that, I was like, oh. So now some people cannot, like, you can't make somebody love you. They might not even have the love to give you.
Right.
So you have to change
Don't even know how to. Respectfully, you know, some people don't know. And that's mm-hmm. the decision that you made to be like, okay, well, I'm going to. Is this a coachable moment or this is a moment where it's like,
you need some help.
Yeah. Or I just can't deal with this. You know what I'm saying?
You changing your behavior towards them.
Absolutely.
Because they're not going to change.
Absolutely.
Well, they have to make their own decision to change. Right.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And that's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So when she told me that now, I'm like, oh, okay, that's just how the person is. So I have to change my moves.
Right.
Which is okay. Boundaries.
Yeah.
Crown talk moment.
Motherfucking boundaries.
Oh, where'd it go? So, yeah. So, my reread recommendation, I actually have a book called Setting Boundaries, Find Peace by Nidri Glover Twobb. Mm. I follow her on Instagram. I have, like, intellectual crush on her because she tells the truth, but it's in a way that is relatable. She had a post about working from home and saying how that's not, just because you work at home doesn't mean that you are available. Oh.
That yeah. hit me. Yeah, you know what? That's a conversation. Yeah. Because
we think that we're available working from home.
And we're technically not.
We're not available.
Yeah. Because I've had to push all my stuff for like afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I spend like whole morning.
Me too.
On meetings. Like, yeah.
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 Yeah, when she posted, I was like, I am not available. Still not available. Yeah. Yeah. But because we work at home, which is actually is stressful because we're trying to balance our personal life within our work life.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, let me answer this. Let me do that. And it's like, you're not available.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Ish.
Yeah. So please go get Set Boundaries, Find Peace. I'm actually ordering a copy. And it's like a workbook too. I don't read it like every day. I read it like 10 or 5 or 10 pages, like every 2 days, just to take everything in. Mm-hmm. It's also a workbook too, but I let my mom read some of the pages when we went to Daytona for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, can you order me? Sure, ma'am. My mother is older, learning how to set boundaries. It's an evolutional thing.
You said she's learning?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that's a learning process. I mean,
it is.
We didn't endure so much. And so with that, we had to break a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So again, people just don't know. Like people just think it's habitual
mm-hmm.
for somebody to keep doing something over and over. And like, it's
why
like,
would you not do this for me?
Right. Absolutely.
And then it's like, well, Kendra Myers, when you say no, it's like, excuse me?
Right.
Are you telling me no?
Right.
Do you know who I am? Nigga, I said no. So yes, again, my recommendation with the Crown moment is to listen to Kendrick Lamar's full album. Go to genius.com if you need to have certain things break down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got the highlighted part.
I'm about to say they got them broken down like that.
Yeah. Mm. That's as far as I'm going to dive into it until like 2 years from now when that sick podcast come out and be like, hey guys, this is deeper.
Man, they got some work cut out for them.
Yeah.
Golly, that thing. So
I said 2 years.
That's about right.
They're working on it now.
They're probably working on it now, but they got it open ended like crazy.
Because
I'm sure somebody gonna come in the office one day and be like, "Yo, I just had this revelation."
Yeah.
Da 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 da. We gotta switch this whole thing up. Yeah.
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 Definitely. And go check out "Set Boundaries, Find Peace" by Nidra Glover Twobb. I hope I'm saying it right. I will have everything on the website as far as the links. Please follow her on Instagram. Again, she's a social worker therapist, which I'm working on being a social worker therapist too. So on top of that. And she's a Black woman.
Hey. So,
again, my intellectual crush. And just a reminder to all the people who work at home, you are not available all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big fact.
So, thank you so much to all of my crowns out there. Thank you to Mr. Al Pete for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I have to say thank you. My mom loves how we use the word friend in, like, different ways. And we're like, friend. So, thank you,
oh,
friend.
She likes it?
I can tell, like, what's going to happen right after.
Shouts out to Mom. Thank you for listening, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Mom is so dope.
So, thank you again, Mr. Al Pete, my friend, for holding me accountable this week. Because, short, long story. I started my new semester last week, and I was looking at the syllabus, and again, I signed up for a 7-week course. It's a lot of work.
Wow.
But it's summer, so most courses are short because it's summertime.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah. Summer, that and it's high driven.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have like 3 assignments. This is my second week. I'm already like taking a final on Friday.
Wow.
On 4 chapters. So thank you, friend, for holding me accountable.
No problem at all, friend.
Yes, last week I was like, wait a minute, this syllabus is, am I skipping around? No, sis, it's right on time.
Damn, okay.
So, but it is in June, so I may have like a partial summer.
Right, yes. Right.
what they call a soft girl summer, not a hot girl summer. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're already going to be hot. It's hot as all outdoors out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Sheesh. So thank you again for all my Crownwells out there. Thank you for pressing play. You've been listening to the Crown Talk Mini Moment. Please check out crownwells.com. Please check out crownwells_COM on Instagram and Crownwells Facebook group. Yes, when these episodes come out, I will be posting and going back into my hiding place. I'm going to do a slight Kendrick. Yeah, has to be some type of spirituality there. But thank you again for pressing play. Thank you for the motivation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yes. Let's talk about the power of no. And I like what you said earlier about, you know, being a servant but taking time for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if you are of service, it is okay to say no. You got to set your boundary. Why is the power of no so important?
Oh, no is everything. No is important because yes is expensive. Like when you when you say yes to something, you are committing your energy, you're committing your time, you're committing your availability. And what happens is if you give out these yeses, and it's easy to give out a yes, there's instant gratification, people love you, oh, you're people pleaser, oh, you know, there's no conflict or whatever. But what happens when you've given out so many yeses? And remember, you're a limited resource. You have limited amount of energy, limited amount of time. You're limited. So if you're giving out all your yeses all day, every day, when something that you prayed for, when something that you worked hard for, when an opportunity shows up, you're out of yeses because you spent. Yeses is currency. Mm. You spend all your currency on things that matter. So I think no is important. The only way that you're going to have enough yeses to win in life is if you give a healthy amount of no's. And here's another thing. The reason why I love no is because no will qualify a relationship. Because there's some relationships that only work because you always say yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm telling you right now, ooh, start putting no out there and see if they, if you can't handle my no, you're not worth me. Because my no is my boundaries. I have a vision for my life. I'm going somewhere. And in order for me to say yes to my purpose, my calling, my destiny, my opportunities, I have to say no. And if you can't handle my no, then we ain't friends.
This is the Crown Talk Podcast with Crown Riri. Hi out there to my Crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri. Thank you so much for pressing play. If you are enjoying Crown Talk Podcast, please leave a comment and let me know. And also share with other Crown ones. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button, please. There is no machine behind me, so any support is welcome. Thank you again for pressing play, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Crown Talk. Don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown.